Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming mostly sunny at mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 26. For Saturday and Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 40s. Right now, it's 23.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Winter weather has made its way to Kansas, with parts of southwestern Kansas receiving a lot of snow. Communities from Medicine Lodge to the west along the southern tier of counties heavily impacted by snowfall. The National Weather Service has continued a winter weather advisory through 8 o'clock this morning for Wichita and points west. If you're in the southern tier of Kansas counties from Wichita west, you can pretty much plan on slippery road conditions this morning. The Sunflower State reporting spikes in COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations as dozens of nursing homes experience outbreaks, and the state prepares to see that healthcare workers receive the first available vaccines. Governor Laura Kelly said yesterday that the state expects to receive the first of two vaccine doses for close to 24,000 people by the middle of this month if the FDA authorizes emergency use of a vaccine made by Pfizer. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Cake News and Good Morning Kansas. Wake up with Allison Acklin and Shane Ewing with all the news from overnight. Plus, stay safe and dry all throughout your day with your forecast from Cake First Alert meteorologist Frank Waugh. For a brighter start to your day, wake up with Good Morning Kansas 7 days a week, only on Cake. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Frank Carney, who with his brother started the Pizza Hut empire in Wichita, has died from pneumonia. He was 82. The Wichita Eagle reports Carney had recently recovered from COVID-19 but had Alzheimer's disease for more than a decade. Family members say he died early yesterday morning at an assisted living facility in Wichita. Carney was a 19-year-old student at Wichita State University when he and his then 26-year-old brother Dan borrowed $600 in 1958 from their mother to start a pizza business. PepsiCo bought Pizza Hut for $300 million in 1977. Kansas officials say they're concerned about the state's 911 service after a nearly three-hour outage across southern Kansas over the weekend. It is at least the third major disruption to 911 service in the state in 4 years. A 911 coordinating council has been working for years to move Kansas to the next generation of service called NG911. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska could get its first shipments of a coronavirus vaccine in less than 2 weeks if the proposed drug wins federal approval. But healthcare workers will be given first priority, and the general public may not get access until April. Governor Pete Ricketts said yesterday the state tentatively expects to receive 15,600 doses of the Pfizer vaccine the week of December 13th. Another 19,500 doses from the company are slated to arrive the following week. Then, just over 32,000 doses from the manufacturer Moderna will hit the state if the FDA approves that company's drug. One of Nebraska's largest county jails is on lockdown after an outbreak of COVID-19 among inmates, and a state prison inmate with the virus has died. Lancaster County officials said this week that their jail was locked down, and the Nebraska DOC said this week that an inmate in his 70s died at a Lincoln hospital. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Friday marks the deadline for entries in the annual Light Up Marysville Christmas Decorating Competition. Homes or businesses are eligible and will be identified with a numbered sign for the yard or display window, with maps available for the public. Ballots available beginning December 14th for the People's Choice, Clark Griswold, and Reason for the Season Award will determine prize winners. Details on the Visit Marysville Facebook page and visitmarysvilleks.org. The City of Washington annual Christmas lighting contest will again be featured, with judging Friday, December 18th. First place winner will receive an electric credit covering the December billing, with a $50 credit for second and $25 credit for third place. Details available through Washington City Hall. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Christmas lighting contest with judging Saturday, December 19th, with Chamber Bucks prizes of $75, $50, and $25 for winners. The Blue Rapids and Barnes annual light and horse-drawn parades this year have been canceled due to COVID. Santa is to arrive in Marysville Saturday, touring the community with Mrs. Claus, Miss Merry Christmas, and even the Grinch beginning at 2 p.m. They'll make a tour of the community with the Marysville Fire Department. Maps are available at visitmarysville.org and the KNDY Facebook page. KNDY is partnering with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative in Home for the Holidays, a series of locally produced Christmas features airing each Thursday evening at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1, beginning next week. Online at KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app as well. A number of local performers have recorded segments which will be featured, again beginning next Thursday, December 10th through the 24th on Thursday evenings at 6 with a replay performance Christmas Day. Listen for more details on Home for the Holidays, and we'll also have some of the performers as guests on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10. Governor Laura Kelly this week appointed Melissa Taylor Standridge to the Kansas Supreme Court. Standridge will fill the vacancy created by the retirement of Justice Carol Beyer. Judge Kim Cudney of Washington was among three finalists under consideration for the position. Cudney serves as Chief Judge of the 12th Judicial District in Kansas, a post she has held since 2006. November 17, Palmer Fire Department was dispatched for a report of a hay bunker fire at 1571 3rd Road. November 19th, Washington Fire Department was dispatched 3 miles south of Washington on K-15 for a truck fire. William G. Guggenheim III, age 81, of Randolph, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Friday at 1 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Interment in the Fancy Creek Cemetery north of Randolph. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for William Guggenheim III. Catherine N. Stahlbaumer, age 101, of Frankfort, passed away on Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Catherine Stahlbaumer. Lester Wiese, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn. Visitation Friday, 7 until 4, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lester Wiese. Myrtle E. Detmer, age 99, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Myrtle Dittmer. Ruth G. King, age 89, of Wichita, passed away Monday. A graveside service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ruth King. Lawrence Gary Fisher, age 75, formerly of Washington, passed away on November 29th. Private graveside service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m., at the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gary Fisher.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey casserole, rice, French bread, broccoli, fresh fruit, and pudding. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, seasoned mashed potatoes, asparagus, and apple rings. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. Some areas could see some scattered rain showers and a few snow showers lingering across Kansas. It looks like in our area, the system will continue to push off towards the east. We'll have clearing skies and dry weather for tonight, and with a high pressure system overhead, dry weather for tomorrow, continuing into the weekend with a dry cold front that will push through Saturday night, bringing us just a little bit cooler temperatures for Sunday. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, lower to mid-40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 26. And Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December, 46, record high in this date, 71. The average low, 23 degrees, record low is 1. Sunrise this morning at 7:30, sunset this evening, 5:05. 23 degrees this morning in Marysville, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 3rd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Holiday hustle have you short of time? Grab a bite or grab and go at Buy Me Barbecue. Dine-in or carry-out options with the full regular menu, including pulled pork, brisket, ribs, burn-in, sausage, and their famous sides as well. Buy the plate or buy the pound. Check their daily specials and stock up on frozen meals to go, too. At Buy Me Barbecue in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
The Steelers still undefeated, and a pair of disgruntled NBA stars are on the move. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After three postponements and back-and-forth debate over whether the game should be played at all, the Steelers and Ravens finally faced off in a midweek matinee.
Gets the snap and is back. Throws it quickly. Intercepted at the 15-yard line. At the 10, that's Joe Hayden into the end zone for the pick six.
The call on WDVE, with players on both teams out due to COVID, Pittsburgh's defense forced two turnovers, and the Steelers held on for a 19-14 win. NBA, the Rockets have moved on from one of their disgruntled stars. ESPN says Houston has traded Russell Westbrook to the Washington Wizards for John Wall and a protected 2023 first-round draft pick. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski.
The hope in Houston is that Wall can regain some of his old form, that those two can find a chemistry, and that James Harden, you know, starts to think again about wanting to stay longer term.
On the college hardboards, the nation's top team faced its stiffest test of the season against West Virginia.
Throwing out Thompson-McCabe to his left with it. Tries to throw a pass to it right in the back of Anton Watson to Suggs. Suggs throws it to Nebhard. Nebhard up high for Kispert, who hammers home the alley-oop.
On Learfield IMG College, Joel Ayayi's career-high 21 points and Corey Kispert's 19 helped the Bulldogs rally for an 87-82 win over the Mountaineers. Number two Baylor put on a defensive clinic in head coach Scott Drew's return.
Bears will be a little more deliberate here, I would think. Mitchell over to Chachua. Alley-oop, and he finishes strong. What a play.
On Learfield IMG College, coaching his first game this season after testing positive for COVID, Drew's Bears out-rebounded Illinois 20-10 in the second half, while three Bears scored in double figures. Baylor tops Illinois 82-69. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
High school basketball tips off tonight. The Marysville games with Hiawatha have been canceled. Axtell tips off at Donovan West this evening. Lynn's at Blue Valley Randolph. Diller O'Dell at Pawnee City. Marysville opens play at Sabetha Friday. Girls action tips off at 6, boys to follow. Games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. farmers' sentiment weakened following the November elections. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 16 points from a month earlier to a reading of 167. Although this month's reading was near equal to the pre-pandemic high set back in February, it was 9 points lower than the reading taken just 2 weeks before the 2020 elections. Organizers say the decline resulted from a weakened expectation for the future, as the index of future expectations declined to a reading of 156 in November. That's 30 points below what the October reading was. On the other hand, farmers' perception of current conditions on their farm did improve. The index of current conditions, lifted by the ongoing rally for ag commodity prices, it rose by 9 points from October to November, setting a record high for that index at 187. But farmers have concerns about future regulation impacts on agriculture, potential higher estate taxes, and reduced support for the ethanol industry. Well, speaking of ethanol, Growth Energy yesterday submitted a notice of intent to sue the EPA. The notice is in response to EPA's failure to fulfill its statutory obligation to issue the 2021 renewable volume obligation by November 30th. That's the annual deadline set by the Renewable Fuel Standard. The notice gives EPA 60 days to issue the 2021 RVOs before risking a lawsuit in federal court. Every year, EPA is required to set the RVO so that the biofuel and fossil fuel companies understand their total renewable fueling blending obligation for the following year. Failure to set RVO undermines the RFS and could lead to uncertainty in the market and lower than necessary biofuel blending levels. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we venture through the overnight session here on this Thursday morning, we're seeing quite a bit of what we've seen all week. Choppy trade and a mostly mixed start to the day. First off, though, let's quickly recap yesterday's livestock figures. As again, it was a mostly mixed finish to the day. Both live and feeder cattle saw mostly higher numbers. December live cattle finishing up to $110.70. January feeders capping out at $141.80, though the lean hogs did see some negative figures. December hogs to 66.35. Now through the overnight session, we'll take a peek through the grains first, as we do see corn with a slight jump. December corn up 0.75 cents to 419.75. March is unchanged, actually, at 423.75, and then mixed figures beyond that. The wheat complex sees nothing but lower numbers. All three Chicago, spring Kansas City wheat in the negative figures. December Kansas City wheat down to 550.5. March drops 4 cents to 549.75. Soybeans are rebounding from yesterday's losses. January beans back up 7 through the overnight to 1160 per bushel. March at 1161.75, also up 7 cents. December soybean meal and soy oil slightly higher. Soy meal's up 20 to 389.60, and soy oil up 34 points to 37.81. Cotton also starting a bit higher this morning, with March cotton up 24 points at 71.84. Energy markets this morning are weaker, especially natural gas sharply down, dropping 14 to 264. Heating oil is fractionally lower, back down to 136. $1.56. And unleaded gas loses a penny back down to $1.23 a gallon. Crude oil also lower. January crude oil drops 44 cents to $44.84 per barrel. Higher in the metals with silver up 30 cents, trading at $24.32 per ounce. Gold is up 12.10 to $18.37.80. Through the stock market, we see the S&P and the Dow a bit lower this morning, but the NASDAQ led by tech shares is slightly higher, and the dollar index down 30 points. Sam's back with your market updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. How's your farm dog feeling? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Mining Foundation is here to help.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is on the phone with me again today to talk about dogs, farm dogs. And Steve, can you give me a list of some of the vaccinations that farm dogs ought to be getting on a regular basis?
Yes and no. So I'm not a veterinarian, so I don't want to, you know, go too far into this. I'll answer your question by saying there are guidelines for vaccines that the American Animal Hospital Association periodically updates. And that's what most veterinarians look at and go by in determining which vaccines an individual pet can get. Very often, a vaccine is dependent on a pet's lifestyle. So if a pet is living indoors only, really, literally never goes out, that dog doesn't need a vaccine for leptospirosis. Or if your veterinarian knows for sure that dog flu is not occurring in that community and is somehow confident that this dog is not a very social dog and therefore isn't going to interact with other dogs anyway, because dog flu is transmitted the way our flu is. It is by interacting with other people. In the case of our flu, it's like with interacting with other dogs, in the case of dogs. And if it's an antisocial dog that's always not really near other dogs at all, then maybe not that vaccine either. If that dog is boarded at a boarding facility, commonly, for example. If that dog is very social and goes to dog parks, your veterinarian can look and say, yeah, that's a social dog, so vaccinating against dog flu is a really good idea. And also, veterinarians are looking at Bordetella and dog flu the way that veterinarians, or that human physicians, rather, are looking at the human flu, the influenza virus, as well as the novel coronavirus, the SARS, or sudden acute respiratory syndrome virus 2 that causes COVID-19. You don't want both of those at once. Human physicians are concerned about that. Similarly, on the medical side for animals, for dogs, veterinarians are concerned. You don't want that dog to get Bordetella or the kennel cough as well as the dog flu, because that can make a dog essentially twice as sick potentially. But the vaccine that your dog or cat is going to get is dependent, of course, on your veterinarian, your pet's lifestyle, and on guidelines that, for dogs, the American Animal Hospital Association creates. For cats, the American Association of Feline Practitioners creates. Some of those vaccines are really mandated, and one of those vaccines mandated by law is rabies, which, of course, makes perfect public health sense.
Steve Dale, back after this.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393. Happy holidays!
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale date, Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting a big run of cattle today, well over 1,400 head. This is a dairy-influenced sale. They've got a dozen Holstein steers weighing 275 to 5, 15 weighing at 4 to 5, 20 at 4 to 7, 15 Holstein steers 5 to 5.5, 5 at 5 to 5.25, 9 at 7 to 8, 10 Holstein steers weigh 8 to 9, 100 weighing 8.5 to 1,000 pounds, 3 Holstein steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds, and 13 weighing in at 1,300 to 1,400 pounds. 5 spring bred cows, running age, 4 black first calf heifer pairs, 3-week-old calves, a red steer bottle calf a month old, plus 27 black steers nevers weighing 4 to 4.5, 50 weighing in at 4 to 4.5, 12 weighing 4 to 4.5, and 24 weighing 4 to 6. 20 red Angus Charley Cross steers and nevers weigh 4 to 6, 6 black steers nevers 4.5 to 5.25, another 6 at 4.5 to 5.75. 8 red steers nevers 4.75 to 6, 100 black and white face steers nevers 5 to 6.5. 15 black steers nevers 5 to 6.50, 15 weighing in at 5 to 6.50, 11 shorthorn cross steers nevers 5 to 6.75. 56 black and white face Hereford cross steers nevers weighing in 5 to 6.75. 6 black steers 5.25 to 5.75, 10 weighing in at 5.5 to 6, 6 black steers nevers 5.5 to 6.50. 30 black steers 6 to 6.50, 64 black steers nevers 6 to 7, 20 black steers 6 to 7, 45 black steers nevers weighing 6 to 7, 50 weighing in at 6 to 7.50, 44 at 6 to 7.50, and 86 weighing in at 6 to 7.50. 85 black and red steers nevers weigh 6 to 7.50, 50 black and red steers and heifers 6.25 to 7.50, 55 black steers 6.50 to 7.25, 7 replacement quality Charley heifers weigh 7.75 to 8. 85 black and mixed yearling heifers 7.75 to 8, 53 black and white face yearling heifers 8 to 8.25, 90 black and mixed yearling steers 8 to 8.50, 60 black yearling steers 8.75 to 9, and 2 black butcher steers weighing 1,275 to 1,300 pounds. Those early consignment listings for sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 23 degrees this morning in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Tyson Edion's second half energy pushed the Wichita State men's basketball team to an 85-80 victory against Oral Roberts to open the 2021 season last night at Charles Koch Arena. The sophomore guard Edion scored a career-high 26 points on 4 3-point makes for the Shockers, including 21 in the second half. He also added 4 rebounds and 3 assists to his stat line. For the Golden Eagles, it was Max Abrams leading with a career-high 28 points. Kansas parents are fighting back, hoping to overturn a new state rule banning fans from middle and high school winter sports. Kasha's Board of Appeals will now review those concerns tomorrow and make a recommendation to the association's board of directors. Tomorrow's meeting of the Kansas State High Schools Activities Association is set for 1 o'clock. Today in college hoops, it's the Kansas Jayhawks and Washburn Ichabods tipping off at 7 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball tips off tonight. The Marysville games with Hiawatha have been canceled. Axtell tips off at Donovan West this evening. Lynn's at Blue Valley Randolph. Diller O'Dell at Pawnee City. Marysville opens play at Sabetha Friday. Girls action tips off at 6. Boys to follow. Games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, KNDYRadio.com, and our mobile app.
A holiday wreath is one of our favorite festive decorations, but there may be more meaning wrapped up in those evergreen bows than you realized. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 3rd, the 338th day of the year. Singer Ozzy Osbourne has a birthday, and Illinois became our 21st state on this day in 1818. That evergreen wreath hanging on your front door is a tradition that goes back to the earliest days of civilization. For centuries, wreaths have been a symbol of renewal and rejuvenation, while the circular shape symbolizes immortality. And did you know there were secret meanings associated with the herbs incorporated into a wreath? For example, rosemary is for remembrance, sage is for good health, and thyme means bravery. Hawthorn berries are said to symbolize protection. Juniper signifies life and joy, while lavender indicates purity. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Good morning from Beatra 77 Livestock, setting above the sales arena here on North 77. Right across from the Beatra Airport, it's Thursday with a 11 o'clock bred cow, bred heifer sale. Here we go on a great listing of cattle, 21 black and red, first calf, OCV, bred heifers, complete dispersal of the Menzel brothers west of Lincoln. They're going to be bred to LHT, red semi-bull, double scour guard. They're going to calve December 20th, and they are pregnant 8 to 9 months. Heidzig Gertis has 20 black baldy F1, first calf, OCV, bred heifers. They're bred Lanetics Black Angus, vaccinated Scour Guard poured, January 18th on the calving date, and they're pregnant 8 months. Another listing, 20 red, first calf OCV bred heifers are going to be bred to Sav 10-speed and Bismarck, vaccinated Scour Guard and poured, January 18th on the calving, 8 months safe and calf. Stutzman, Blue River Farms out of Milford, Nebraska, 20 Red Angus, first calf, bred heifers, bred to Becton Red Angus, they're scour guarded on 10-14, preg guard 10, deck to max, they're going to calve March 1 for 60 days, they're 5 to 6 months along. The Brunas out of Kansas, 48 black, first calf, bred heifers, they're going to be bred black to T7 Ranch or Gilman Bulls. Vaccinated, scour guard on 9-4 and scour guarded again on 12-1. They'll calve January 16th. They're on dock. They are pregnant 7 to 8 months. The Rademacher females out of Adams, 42 black. There's going to be 17 black, actually 25 black baldy. First calf, bred heifers, bred black Angus to the Lanetics, final answer, Sun Bulls.